You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I don't think our next guest can answer that one. He's very knowledgeable, though.
I don't
think
he needs that responsibility either.
Yes, the Sandfill gets underway tonight, Rich. Beautiful weather to open the season. Norwood taking on Sturt at Cooper Stadium. Kick-off 7:40 to find out a little bit more about round one and season 2024. We welcome the general manager of footy from the Sandfill, Matty Daldig. How are you, Matt?
I'm very well, Kimbo, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
You excited? Do you feel like putting the boots back on?
Oh, I think everyone does at this time of year, don't they? Especially when the sun's out. It might be a touch too hot for me these days, but they'd be picking at straws. But yeah, no, really excited. Blockbuster tonight out at the parade. Hopefully sort of 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 out there. No excuses, so excited to get into it.
This might be a silly question. How do you determine what's going to be the first game of the season?
Well, it sort of depends what weekend it falls on. Easter obviously moves around. We're trying to get some blockbusters, some consistent blockbusters, and that's become Norwood and Sturt on Easter Thursday. That just so happens to be round one this year. So that's the way that one fell, and I think it's a pretty good way to start the year. Two really big clubs in the eastern suburbs, and we expect a big crowd.
So what's the argument for doing everything on Good Friday and not taking advantage of Easter Sunday or something? Are you concerned about the AFL fixture as well?
Yeah, look, that comes into it. The games at Adelaide Oval come into it. But also, we want to look after the players where we can.
Yeah.
There's always a lot of talk about the players. They work Monday to Friday. They put in a lot of time. So to be able to give them their Easter weekend off is a good reward for them and the amount of work they do. And plus, what we've found since, well, I'm going to say we pioneered Good Friday football, we've got fantastic crowds. We started off with South Adelaide and Glenelg down at Norlunga a number of years ago, but we get great crowds right across the board now on Friday, so it's a formula that works for us.
Now, as the fans turn up to the gate for the first time, if they're not members or just going along for a look for the first time in a long time, what are they going to be finding as an admittance fee? What have you done with fees to get into games this year?
Yeah, we've kept the fees stable for this year, so what I'd encourage you to get online, $18, pre-purchase, walk straight through, scan your phone straight in. But you can cash or obviously FPOS at the gate, which is $20. So still very affordable night or afternoon out.
What about a pie pasty or the hot chips and a Coke? We saw there was an increase at the Adelaide Oval. What's happening in suburbia?
No, well, I think there might be a tiny increase, but there's still suburban prices. Very affordable, so $20 to get in, kids free, so a family night out, a couple of beers and a pie and a Coke for the kids might set you back $40, $45, so a pretty good evening out tonight down at the parade.
So, Matty, 2024, what should we be looking out for in terms of rule changes or rule interpretations this year as opposed to last?
Yeah, all pretty consistent. We've made the one change in line with the AFL. I think it's a good change. Just the straight arm for the rucks in the middle and around the ground. But outside of that, the same rules, the different ones that they'll see on AFL when they're watching TV is the last possession out of bounds. We think that's a fantastic rule, and that's one we're going to continue to go with. It's opened up our game. It's made it a bit faster as well. So outside of that, you're just going to see some really good contested sample footy. And I think going into this season, every supporter should be confident that their team can push for finals as a starting point, but then be really competitive week in, week out. We're coming off the most competitive season in the history of Sandfield last year with an average margin of around 20. So you can go to the footy pretty confident your team's going to put up in a good show.
Are the lines of communication between the Sandfield and the AFL healthier or better than what they've been in the past in terms of trying to get uniformity between the same game?
Yeah, it's funny that as you go down, the rules continue to change and they change again at community footy as well. But now, look, we've got a great relationship with the AFL now. They understand that we're going to have a couple of differences, and I think that's healthy for your local product. But overall, the product that you'll see on TV at AFL or at Adelaide Oval is pretty similar these days to what you'll see at Sandful. As I said before, we've got semi-professional athletes that are going to work all week, so you get a different style at times. But from a rules perspective, pretty consistent. And I think we get great feedback about our umpires. We let the game go. We don't over-officiate, and it makes for everyone to have an enjoyable day.
There is one Pandora's box that you've set up yourself up for this week with the commission going with the 21-day concussion rule. Now, if we get to a final and it's Adelaide v Glenelg, and Glenelg's got a lad coming off concussion, he's got to wait 21 days, and Adelaide, as an AFL-listed club, only needs to go through the AFL policy. Are you going to be dealing with a Pandora's box if that comes to be in the finals?
We may if it comes to light in the finals. And as with any sorts of these rules, we're probably the one time it will happen is the second semi-final. But look, that got a lot of discussion around the commission table and with the clubs. But reality is that this is a medical rule that's been introduced.
Yep.
While you don't want to have two different rules for two different players from the same incident, reality is we're listening to the experts. An AFL player can move straight into medical care settings that unfortunately just aren't available for our Sandful players who, if they're an incident at some point in that week, they need to get back to work. So we understand the differences there. Do we like having different rules? No, but we understand why we have to.
So Kim's question about the line of communication with AFL House, you're going to have a great opportunity to gather around with everyone here, but has the moment come where you need to sit down with Laura Kane, Josh Marnie, and really thrash out where is second-tier football going shortly? Because let's not keep the heads in the sand here. This National Reserves competition is going to happen.
No, absolutely. We've already started those conversations. We have great, healthy, robust conversations with the AFL, Laura, Josh. They were over here at the start of the season for the practice matches, so we took the opportunity to meet with them. We're having those similar conversations with both of the AFL clubs. Look, it looks inevitable, an AFL reserves competition, and what we need to do whenever that does happen, 2028, before, make sure the Sandful competition's in a great spot to flourish for another 150 years. And we're doing all of that work, and we're really confident, whichever way it goes, AFL reserves or not, we're going to have a really strong local competition. And what we know is that state league footy is really important for the whole fabric of football around the country, for the AFL and community as well. So we're doing the work, we're having great conversations, and our interest clearly lies in the Sandful competition and making sure we're around for a long, long time.
Well, Matty, round one looks a cracker. It gets underway tonight, 7:40 at Cooper Stadium, Norwood v Sturt. Then four games tomorrow, a beauty at Prospect Oval, my old club. 50-year celebration of the first game at Footy Park, North Adelaide taking on Central. I'm looking at the advertiser now. I can see my old mate Bronte Mumford in there. Rooch.
Look at Bronte.
I call him Rex.
And they're still arguing about who had the first kick on May 4, 1974.
Oh, no, Tommy Zorich has claimed that one, well and truly. He's not shy about it either, Tommy. South Adelaide take on Adelaide at Flinders University at 2:10. That's tomorrow. Eagles and West Adelaide, that's at Mornteen Kia Oval. And then Glenelg and Port at Stratorama. That's one of Dobbo's, Mike Dobbins from McGain Real Estate's company, Stratorama Stadium on Friday. Hey, always good to chat to you, Matty. Let's hope there's big crowds and good footy.
Yes.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the footy.
Love your work. We'll be there. There he is, Matt Doldig, one of the good guys.